good morning. It's your morning macho, man. That's right, Brock and Hunter.
Here we go. Look at macho. You know, I'm getting tan, too.
Like a tan rubber band. That's what you look like.
Hey, you know what? Rubber bands are tan. You know what? They're stretchy and
so stretchy.
Useful.
Yeah, it's stretch. That's true. You know what? That's calling you a rubber band is not an insult anymore. You're absolutely right. Very useful.
And you know what? Better watch out because they will snap your ass.
Stupid. So dumb. Anyway, it's time for your dumb vocabulary. Let's get her right now.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Dude, anybody ever do that to you? That you put the rubber band in between your thumb and your pointer? And you put it by, wham, and they'd snap you on your leg? Ah,
yeah.
Dude, it hurts so bad.
Any rubber band, I mean, I've been hitting the eye. Oh. I've been hitting the face, the back.
You get the thick rubber bands, you know, the real thick, wide ones, dude. Wham!
Remember back in school when you take the paper clip and you'd bend it that certain way?
The Hornet.
Basically, yeah.
We used to call them the Hornet.
Dude, like, we would just launch that at our friends. The fact that, like, half of us weren't wearing eye patches throughout school is unbelievable.
Though, those things would fly, too. You get ketchup right on the tip. Oh, man.
Yeah, this is what we would do to our friends. I would still do it to you if I was around you right now. If you were in the studio, I would shoot one of those at you, and I'd laugh my ass off.
You could bend the paperclip in a certain way so, like, one of the prongs stuck out, too, so it almost, like, sting you, like a hornet. That's why we call them hornets.
Just right in the neck. Bleeding out in trigonometry class because your buddy shot a paperclip at you at this, you know, twice the speed of sound from the back of the room. Yeah.
The stupidest things we did in school. So we were making hornets, and our buddy Jason over here in the next table over was taking a stapler and stapling his arm.
Bunch of degenerates. Of course, dude, you know, the
teacher is just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. Four teachers behind, like, a bulletproof glass. Like, this is it. I don't want anything. And to the sound that paperclip would make when it hit, like, the window or the board, the whiteboard. Like, that's teacher turns around. Who did that? He's right there. Oh, God. Oh, no. This is it. Did you ever take the mechanical pencils and you'd cut the tip off? All right. So what you cut the tip off and then.
It's like anarchist cookbook.
This is what you do. Children, if you're listening. So what you do, take a mechanical pencil. Okay. And this is a little bit more elaborate. So you take the mechanical pencil, you cut the tip off, right? Or break it off, whatever. Well, that middle part, the little push-down part, that serves as the firing pin. So what you do then is you load up, you know, spit wad, whatever. Then you hook a rubber band on the little clip part that you use to, like, you know, clip it on a shirt pocket or something.
All right.
You put that around there, and then you take the eraser off. You wedge that rubber band back part underneath the eraser. You got yourself a little pistol right there, man.
Did you learn that in prison? For God's sake.
Learn that.
How do you know that?
In detention, man. In detention. Yeah, you could launch.
Where'd you go to school? Jackson?
School of Hard Knocks, son. That's where I went. School of Hard Knocks. Yeah. Yeah.
So. What do you sound the way you do? You were in prison for a while, weren't you?
Yeah. I do have a prison tattoo. It's from school. We made that in detention.
Instead of Brock's fishing tips, maybe we should do Brock's prison tips.
Brock's prison. It's good. I got some good ones. I got some good ones for you. Anyway, I digress. Enough of that. And if anybody asks,
have to draw that one up for me. I kind of lost you at the eraser part.
I'll give you the schematics for it. It's great. It's easy. Once you see it, you're like, oh, yeah, this makes perfect sense. I digress. Your dumb vocabulary, as always, brought to you by MedLeaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can. Abyss.
Yeah.
Cannabis. Weed. Yeah. Your dumb vocabulary for today, scroonicorn.
Scroonicorn.
I don't think you're going to get this, but if you do, I'm going to be really impressed. Maybe you've done this before.
Put this together. Let me go through. Okay, so unicorns aren't real. Screwing as in, we know that part of it. Maybe... Somebody, you had sex with somebody you thought you thought wasn't real. I don't know.
I get what you're saying. So almost you
too far fetched. Like you didn't think it was gonna happen, or
like someone way out of your league. Almost
league.
Like,
there you go. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Your definition is much nicer than mine. Scroonicorn. It's when you strap a dildo to your forehead and you use it during sex.
What are you? What? Who does that? you're getting really bored. You're getting really bored in the sack, and you got to do stuff like that. Here's the thing, though,
is that I recommend don't use the suction cup ones because they don't stick. When you get sweaty, they like to slide off. They'll fall off.
Big old hickey. And
then you get the big old mark on your forehead. It's best just use one that's got a
strap. Like that ring you used to get around your mouth as a kid when you'd suck on the cup.
Instead, it's from a suction cup dildo that you have on your forehead. No, it's better to use the one with the strap. And then, just right on your – and you do it. You look like a unicorn, and everyone has a good time. Example, I tried the screw-nicorn last night, and it was pretty fun.
All right. I think we hit a new low.
Be honest, Hunter. If your wife says to you tonight, honey, I want to try the screw-nicorn. Here you go. She gives you the apparatus. I mean, you don't want to say no, right?
I think I say no. I think you're drunk. You need to go to bed. I don't know what Lifetime movie you watch, but
here's what you do too. You put on some like heavy metal so you can get a good headbang going. Corey Taylor would be amazing.
That's some guar.
Yeah, that's right. It's good to keep rhythm with it. Your neck's gonna be sore though. Your neck's gonna
be
sore.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Why would you say something like that? Unbelievable. All right, that's your dumb vocabulary.